Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow. So this is episode 4, and it's permission for a badass 2022 mindset. You know what had me thinking about this, Carly? Your episode about your journey and how you continue to level up. So what's your mindset look like so that you can continue to level up and have a great 2022? Like, how'd you do it? How'd you do it last year? What are you doing to like get yourself prepared for this year?
What am I doing to prepare myself for 2022? Jill, coming in hot with the hard-hitting questions. Damn.
Yeah. Our listeners really want to know, Carly.
What have I been doing? I definitely think that 2021 was a really good year for leveling up for me. Like I said in the last episode, if you haven't listened, go check it out. Like, I built a website and I hired team members and I just kind of gave myself permission to take up space. A little shameless permission slip moment there. Gave myself permission to take up space.
Take up space. And that's so hard. I feel like, especially as women, to take up that space, to like have that, to feel that, to want to. So I think we can like take a step back if we really look at this about like, what is mindset? What is mindsetting? Because I feel like we say it. Do we know what it means? I feel like we hear it a lot. We say it a lot.
Definitely one of those buzzwords of like manifestation, mindset, abundance, just buzzwords in the industry. So what does mindset mean to you, Jill?
So for me, I would say mindset is like your beliefs and how you use that to like shape how you, you know, make sense of yourself, how you make sense of your world, the world. Yeah, I think that's probably like the simplest way I could put it. Just like your set of beliefs. So like your mindset is like what you believe. And then, you know, you always hear that attached to like you have a growth mindset, which is what you want. You want to have that mindset where you're always thinking of like how you can grow, how you can change, like what you can do to be better. And then there's a fixed mindset, which is what you don't want. Because that means that you're like set in stone. You don't want to change, like obviously everything in the opposite of the growth mindset. So for me, that's what I think of when I hear mindset. But what about you, Carly? Anything else come to mind with that? Or
I love that. So basically you're saying like you kind of want to stay in this energy of a growth mindset and just allow yourself to trust and just be able to shift and move and like go with the flow instead of being like, you know, 2022 is going to be my year because I'm going to make six figures from this course and, you know, this many clients. You kind of want to keep it open and like mindful and let the universe do its thing.
Right. And I think a lot of it can come from, like we talked about last week, is like failure. It's scary, but I think that's what helps you have that growth mindset. You're going to fail and it's okay. It's okay to fail, especially when you're failing among, you know, people who are supporting you and having that trust in you. And like, you know, that's why having a coach is so important, because you're failing, but like, it's okay, because, you know, when you're setting goals or intentions, like we're not expecting it to go perfect, because like who sets goals that are like, I'm going to crush this goal. Like you want your goals to be a little out there. You want to be a little bit difficult to get to. So like, you know, I think it's all about having that mindset of like, you know what? Yeah, I want to make seven figures this year, but like, you know what, this course that I'm working on might be a big old flop, and how can I take those learnings and like continue to learn from them and grow and like shift it into like what's going to happen next.
Reframe that failure into growth. I love that.
Reframe, another buzzword.
Reframe train,
another buzzword. But yeah, so I think that's for me. That's how I see it. So like, if we're thinking of it like that, I think with that, it's like setting intentions are just as important too, right?
Yes. I love that what you're saying, because basically you're like, failure does not equal quitting. It equals learning. Like failure is just...
Louder, Carly. Say it louder. Say it again.
Failure does not equal quitting. Failure is learning.
Thank you. And I literally can't say that enough. And like, I feel as somebody who like went through all of like, you know, all the schooling for helping professions, it took failure. You see it as like, oh my God, I'm failing my client. Oh my God, I'm failing this person because like I'm failing with like failing them. But, you know, I worked for a lot of tech companies who have like, you know, gotten into the mental health realm. And I learned from them that like for like they all see it as like failure is learning. Like you said, failure is a way for them to like they fail fast, they learn fast, they iterate and they move on. And I feel like we need to take that as a mindset of its own and put it into like what we do every day. Because if you're not doing that, like what are you doing? Like you're just you're getting afraid, you're quitting. I mean, we've all been there. I've been there. Like if once I failed, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Nope, not good at it. Take me out.
Amen.
Take me home, Mom. Take me home, Jaquel, and let's go.
Mom, pick me up.
Mom, take me up, pick me up, take me up. And I think that is it. And I think that's how, you know, going into having a badass mindset for 2022 is like, failure is not bad. Failure isn't bad.
Failure is an opportunity to learn and try new things. It's all trial and error. That's what entrepreneurship is. It's just trial and error and seeing what works for you. And what doesn't work and shifting your journey and your mindset.
Right. So like, I then going into that, let's talk about your 2021. Cause like we said, badass 2021 for Carly Itako. But like, where was that? Like, how do you think your mindset was for that with the failures? How did you shift? How did you do that? Like, how did you set yourself up so like we can learn to set ourselves up for the 2022?
This episode of the Wildly Balanced podcast is sponsored by Business Integration from A to Z, a course by Carly Itako. This course is for the badass entrepreneur who has their message, has the mindset, but needs the map on how to integrate it. Get an in-depth look at the back end of my business, from admin, email marketing, Zoom how-tos, and everything in between. You have the why, you need the how. Visit the link in our show notes or go to carlyitako.podia.com and use code WildlyBalance at checkout to save 10% off your order. Again, that's carlyitako.podia.com/businessintegration from A to Z and use code WildlyBalance at checkout to save 10% off your order. See you inside.
Give us your learnings, Car.
Totally. I think the biggest thing for 2021 for me and that I'm going to be like, doing tenfold and bringing into 2022 is just giving myself permission to take up space and just to do what I want to do and not like feel judged around it. Cause I didn't talk about this in my last episode, Journey to Entrepreneurship, but like I have a twin, I have an identical twin. So everyone's like, oh my God, what? So cool. Check her out. She's cool. But a lot of what people say is like, you're born alone, you're going to die alone and you have to like learn to be alone kind of thing. And like, I was not. I was born with a twin. We shared a room growing up because that's just how it worked out. We like we're in the same friend group. And so a lot of the stuff that I do, like I'm not used to being alone and to like finding these journeys on my own. So like I've really given myself permission this year to like to do things myself and like to show up by myself and be proud and be like, this is Carly. This is what I'm doing. And if you don't like it, then unfollow me.
But follow us on wildly.balance. I love that. I love that. And I think it's so true. And it's like, you got to unlearn some of that stuff. And like, it goes right back into like, you know, circling back into your permission to take up space, you know, so important. And I think, you know, that's your mind setting, your intention setting. And the way you did that, like you said, is like you learned from, hey, you know, I grew up with my best friend, basically your twin. My youngest sisters are twins, so like I have the different version because I was always like, it's them and then it's just, you know, me and Tori are separate, like there's four of us. But so yeah, so like you had to kind of like relearn that and to be of more of like an independent type person to like set that too. So I think that can go into like such a great learning for our listeners and everybody. You know, when you're thinking of like 2022, like what you want to accomplish, think big. I think you got to think big. I think you got to think about what's in the way. I mean, this is just coaching 101. Like you're going to hit roadblocks. You're not going to come like your clients are never going to come in like, oh, I have all this. I'm ready. Like they're going to be ready, but they're still going to have those roadblocks and you kind of got to work with them with it. But you know, it's knowing those ahead of time. Like Carly said, she knew that it was like, it's my time to take up space, guys. Like, it's my time for this. And that's kind of what you got to do, is you got to be like, it's my time to do what's that next leveling up that you need to do to have that badass 2022 mindset.
Yes. I love that. I love that so much. And I feel like it's also this mindset shift that I had, and that hopefully all of our viewers can have, because it's a great mindset shift, is like when I first started like promoting my course and everything, I was like, oh, I don't want to like promote it too much. I don't want to annoy people. I don't want to like be that annoying person that's like cold DMing being like, buy my course. But like, people don't know what you sell and people don't know what you have unless you tell them. You know, like something needs to go across somebody's feed 5 to 6 to 7 times before they're going to buy it. Like, I don't know about you, but like, I get the same ads all the time of like the same coaching programs or the same like masterclasses. Like, it goes by my face so many times. I'm like, this is annoying. Get out of my face. But then by the 5th or 6th time, I'm like, that looks pretty cool. Maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I'll give them my email. So like, you got to trust the process, and you got to know that like, your clients are coming to you because they want to buy from you.
Yeah. And like, I mean, it's the same thing with all those ads on TikTok or all those other things. Like, I get them all the time. And like, sometimes it'll like be like, you know what? I'm just going to download that game to see what it's like. Cause it's, you know, and I think it's a principle in sales. I was always bad at sales. So I think that's another reason why I'm always like afraid of like entrepreneurship and like selling myself, and why everyone needs a badass VA to help them with all this. So it's a sales technique from what I remember in like my very short working career as like selling something in a mall. Was it's like the 5-time no rule. Like, someone, you have to like, someone's gonna say, you want to hear them say no 5 times before they're really gonna say no. Because unless they say, you know, they can say no 3 times, that 4th time might be a yes. So it's like one of those things, like, that's consistently have to bring it up to them. You consistently have to like put yourself out there.
Love that. I love that so much. So what mindset are you bringing into 2022, Jill? Tell us about your mindset growth for this year.
Mine is definitely to embrace that entrepreneurship side. And like, you know, I feel like 2021 was rough. You know, a lot of things happened personally, but it also taught me a lot of like, you know, some people that are really like your biggest, you know, supports out there are yourself. And like, you got to make sure you're taking care of yourself and putting yourself first, because if you're not, who is? And like, and it's not to get confused with like, I have a great support system. Like my mom, my partner, like my friends, like I have really good people in my life, but in the sense of like your career and like your job, like if I'm not putting myself first, my company that I work for is not going to be like, what about Jill? Like, they're not going to think about, like, I need to be the one doing that. So like, for me, I want to put that into 2022. And like, I'm putting myself first of like doing this podcast with my bestie Car and being like, look, I'm putting what I'm doing every day out there to show you that like, it is important to have a coach. It is important to hire a VA, because you're investing in yourself to like be a better person, or like feel better about yourself, or like get things you want done, or like achieve those goals. And so for me, it's like, you know, I really want to be putting myself out there and like really, you know, pull in more clients and like really feel that I can step into that entrepreneurship role, even though I'm there and I know, and Carly's going to like slap me later about it, be like, girl, you're there. Hello. But like really feel it and like embrace it and own it in like a way that I haven't yet. And I think that's kind of like where my mindset is for 2022.
So good. So good. I love that. So what are your intentions for growth? What kind of intentional growth are you bringing into 2022?
I love intention setting. My intentions for 2022, I think because I'm afraid. Because it's scary. It's a fear. Is the sales, is like be more intentional with how I'm selling myself. And whether that means like taking more classes about how to sell myself as a coach, whether that means, you know, continuing learning, like Carly said in her last episode, like you never stop learning. You always want to learn. It's really about like fine-tuning those little skills that I feel like I don't have. So that could be like, yeah, hire a badass VA because they can do a lot of that for you, but also know and feel confident in, like, if I'm saying like, yeah, I'm a coach, this is what I can do, this is why you need to hire me. Be able to say that to somebody with confidence and say like, duh, hello, why haven't we already signed that contract? And like, why aren't we starting now? So that's my intention, is just continuing to learn, especially those like those spots where I feel the least confident. And I feel like a lot of coaches are stuck with that too. Like, I know a lot of my friends that are coaches are like afraid to do their own business because that marketing side, we don't have. We can coach the crap out of people and get them to where they need to be. But like, marketing ourselves is so hard. So I think it's that. It's learning,
amen,
learning that and like really feeling good about it too.
Yes, that's so good. I love how that ties into like your mindset as well, as putting yourself first, being able to like put yourself first and market yourself and like be able to focus on your business and stuff that lights you up.
Yeah. What about you, Carly? What are your intentions for growth for 2022?
My intention for growth this year is to put myself out there more and make my voice heard. Because up until now, I've been like the sidelines, I've been the behind the scenes, I've been like the tech person on the back end kind of thing. And I am ready to just put Carly Utico out there, put myself out there, start a podcast with my best friend and, you know, stick to it and be held accountable and just put myself out of my comfort zone and show my face on social media more. Like, I went live on our Wildly Bounce podcast the other week to do the mic unboxing. I've never gone live before and that was terrifying. But like, something about it, I'm like, I want to do this more. I want to put myself out there more. And you can't grow from inside your comfort zone.
I love that. Again, you can't grow from inside your comfort zone. It's so true. We hear it. I'm sure we've all said it. And like, that is a beautiful thing to say. And I love it. And I think it goes so well with your mindset, like we said before, of wanting to continue to like level up. And you are, by this intention of like putting yourself out there. You know, you are. You're the behind the scenes that makes QCA run really well and smoothly. And like, now it's time to like put Carly Utico out there and the face behind all the amazing things. And yes, she did go live and it was amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, because something I've been working through, because I wanted to start a podcast for like years. And I think we said this in our first episode, our little trailer about us, the extended trailer of like, I wanted to start a podcast, but I got over this mindset and I had this mindset shift of, you know, who wants to hear my voice? What do I have to say to people? Like, who's actually going to listen? And just getting through it and being like, you know what? I don't care if nobody listens to our podcast each week. Like, we're going to do it. Not that people are going to listen because we're fucking awesome, but like, mindset and giving ourselves permission to start a podcast, take up space, all that goodness.
Exactly. And I think that's what it is. And I mean, it's permission to allow 2022 to be the best year yet. I don't want to say ever, because I'm like, you know what? 2023 might be just as fucking badass and it's okay. But this, let's make 2022 the best year yet.
Best year to date.
Exactly.
So with all that, Jill, what does your permission slip say this week?
My permission slip says permission to continue learning, because I mean, we all get stuck every once in a while. I think, like, you know, I went to grad school and then I stopped for a while. Then I did all these like courses for coaching and then I stopped. But like, now I need permission to learn to better my business. So like the sales course, like I said, like all that stuff, permission for that. What does Carly's permission slip say?
So good, Jill. My permission slip says permission to take up space and step into my inner power. Permission to show my face. Permission to show my inner power unapologetically.
Ooh, unapologetically. I love that. Love it. And as always, follow us on Instagram at wildly.balance. Check out our website,
wildlybalancepodcast.com. Check it out. Check it out for all the episodes. Guest application is on there. If you're a creative entrepreneur, if you're ready to shift your mindset, if you are ready to step into your power for 2022, check it out. Apply. We want to interview you. We'd love to have you. And join our newsletter.
Yeah.
Join our weekly newsletter. It's so fun.
It's all the great stuff is in there. All these great little Carly-isms that we pull from her in this podcast every week. Ah, they're so beautiful. But yeah, do it to it, y'all.